Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Pei Tes. We left off Pei Ches Amud Bey is a little bit more than halfway down the Amud. We had been discussing the topic of Midos, the topic of weights and measures, and we had discussed yesterday the frequency with which one must clean his measures to make sure that it gives an accurate measurement, to make sure that there's no residue left which might influence the measurement one way or another. We spoke about yesterday the obligation to add on a little bit in favor of the lokeach. Today we're going to continue with the discussion of midos. First, we're going to start which is part of yesterday's daf, of course, but we're going to start the shiur with some discourse about how stringent we observe, or how stringent we must be in observing proper weights and measures, how harsh the punishment is for keeping weights and measures. We then segue into a little bit of Agadata about the difference between the Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai and the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, and then we go back right into full bore to a discussion of weights and measures on Pei Tes. We talk about whether one can measure with large weights or small weights, depending on what the minhag is, whether we appoint superintendents for prices or just for weights. We talk about the appropriate size of a scale, how large a scale has to be in order to ensure that it can properly weigh the items that are for sale. And then we talk about, on Amud Beis, we talk a good deal about the proper manner of smoothing out. We had spoken about there being two ways of selling, let's say, something that's loose, like sugar or salt or spices or something like that, whether you sell with leveled measurements or whether you sell with heaping measurements. And it depends on the minhag Amudina, of course, like most of these things that we're talking about. But on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about the proper way of smoothing out, assuming that you're smoothing out the measurement. Do you smooth out with something that's very heavy, something that's very light, something that's very narrow, something that's very wide, etc., all with the goal of making sure that you will yield the most precise measurement, we'll see. So in any event, we left off Pei Ches Amud Beis a little bit more than halfway down the Amud. The first word on the line is Amar Rav Levi. So it's right by the small aleph that corresponds to the aleph in the Mesoras Hashas. So Amar Rav Levi, Kasha Onshin Shel Midos Yoser Me Onshin Shel Arayos, that the punishment for Midos is worse than the punishment is greater than the punishment of Arayos. Shezen Nemar Bem El Est Kola Toevos El Vezen Nemar Bem Ele. And by Midos, the pasuk refers to it as Ki Tovas Hashem Elokecha Kol Osei Eile Kol Osei Avel. So the Rashbam explains that the addition of the letter Hey, Eile instead of El, connotes that there is a stringency, that there's a level of seriousness, of gravity to the onshin. Well, my mashma dahai el kashu. Well, how do we know that the lashon of el? First of all, how do we know that el means a bad punishment, and so that we would then learn that ele means an even worse punishment than el? How do we know any of this? So the chesiv, because it says in the pasuk, "Ves ele haaretz lakach." It speaks in the Navi Yecheskel about the ele haaretz, about the strong people, the strong inhabitants of the land being taken. And if el means strong, as kolto avosa el, when the pasuk refers to Arayos, it means a very strong avera. And when the pasuk says ele l'gabe mindos, it means an even worse thing. So gabe arayis nami yachsev ele. I gabe arayis, it also says ele. So the Torah arc brings us the pasuk ki kol asher yaseh mikol ha'tovos ha'ele v'nichras ruah nefashos ha'oseh mekarav amam. So it also uses the lashon of ele. So how can you tell me that the onesh for midos is worse than the onesh of arayos? The same language is used by both. So elo ha'ulu mite midos mikares. Now ele over there, it doesn't come to teach us that the onesh of arayos is so bad. It comes to exclude midos from kares, that it's only legabe arayos that I get kares, but legabe midos I don't get kares. So ve'ela mai odfayu. So ve'ela mai odfayu dehasam. So the Gemara says, well, hang on a second. So you're going to tell me that by arayos the word Ela in the Pasuk comes to teach me that it's only by Arayos that I get Kares, but for Midos, I don't get Kares. For violating the requirement of keeping honest measures, I don't get Kares. But you just told me that the Onesh for Midos is worse than the Onesh for Arayos. How could that be? If for Arayos I'm getting Kares, for Midos I'm not. So says the Gemara, the Hasam Efsar B'tshuva, V'achalo Efsar B'tshuva. It's because by Arayos you could do Tshuva, by Midos you can't do Tshuva. Why can't you do Tshuva? The Rashbam explains that by Midos it's Gezel Harabim, that if you sell something in a dishonest way, with imprecise weights and measurements, then you have stolen from many, many people. We know that the way you're metake in the Isser of Gezela is Veheshev Esagzela. You have to go return the stolen item that you stole. Here, you can't return the stolen item because you don't know who you stole from, because you stole from the Rabbim. Therefore, it's impossible to do tshuva. It says the Rashbam that we've learned elsewhere that if you stole from people and you don't know who you stole from, then you could Yasebim Sarche Rabbim, then you could use the money to make improvements for the public good. So says the Rashbam, yeah, that is a way of doing tshuva, but it's not the optimal way of doing tshuva. The optimal way of doing tshuva by gzela is veheshev esagzela. So by midos, if you steal from the rabbim, there's no way of being mesakein, there's no way of doing tshuva. Tosfos is bothered. Tosfos here in the middle, Tosfos Dibir Maskal Hasam, he says, Arayus, you could do tshuva, really? I thought the Gemara told me in Yevamos that if you have Arayos, if you engage in illicit relations with one of the Arayos, and there is a child born from that relationship, then that child is a mamzer. And by a mamzer, we say mu'uvas lo yuchal iskon, that you cannot correct this mu'uvas, you cannot correct this iniquity. So how could it be that, you're telling me I do tshuva? So says Tosfos in the name of Rabbi Chaim that Aflagav Shu Meuves LeYichal Iskam Mikol Mokam Efsher B'Tshuva Shesiva Lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Delot Siva Ela Lasos Lo Tshuva, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu commanded the person to do tshuva, even though yes, we say about this guy that it's Meuves LeYichal Iskam because you're not going to make the mamzer go away. I mean, you engage in an illicit relation. There was a mamzer born. This mamzer is an everlasting testament to the fact that you engage in this illicit relation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless commanded you to do tshuva, general tshuva. So on Yom Kippur, you could klap al chetz, and if you do a sincere tshuva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you for even the serious violation of Arayas. But by Gzela, it's not a general tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us how to do tshuva by Gzela, and it's Veheshev es Gzela. And we can't because it's Gzela derabim, quoting from the Rashbam says. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. V'yamar Rav Levi, kasha gezel hediot yoser mi gezel gavoa. That gezel hediot is more stringent, is worse than gezel gavoa, than stealing from hektish. Why? Shezeh hiktim chet lemeila. Because by gezel hediot, first the reference in the pasuk is to chet, and then the reference in the pasuk is to meila, as the pasuk says, nefesh ki sechta u'moal la'moal, nefesh ki sechta u'moal la'moal, v'zeh hekta meila l'chet. And by gezel hektish, it is makdim meila l'chet. That it's makdim meila l'chet, and that teaches us that you are not gozel until you benefit. That by gezel hediot, you're considered to be a gazlan as soon as you take the item. By gezel hektish, you're not gozel until you actually benefit from the item. V'yam Rav Levi, and says Rav Levi, now a little bit of agadata for a couple of lines. Boru e shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. Go see that the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not like the midas of basar v'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu berach Yisrael b'esrim v'shtayim v'kilolam b'shmona. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the B'nai Yisrael with 22 letters, which are the number of letters in the Hebrew Aleph Beis, and cursed them with 8 letters. So we know, just to back up, there are 2 tochachos in the Torah. One is in Parshas Bichukosai, one is in Parshas Kisavo. The tochacha in Parshas Bichukosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said himself. The tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, Moshe said, giving over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, but Moshe said them himself. The ones in Kisavo. So says the Gemara like this. So, Birchan Be'esrim V'shtayim, 4 lines up from the bottom, Pei Chesem Be'i. So, he blessed us with 22 letters, Me'im B'chukosai Ad Komemiyos. That even though the number of psukim in Parshas B'chukosai that describe the brachos are pretty brief, they're pretty low in number, the Parsha begins im bechukosai, and the last word in the brachos section is komamiya. So you have from aleph ad tav. And the Rashbam explains that even though the number of psukim is small and the length of the brachos is actually fairly modest, the symbolism here is that the brachos are so beneficial that they basically correspond to from the beginning of the aleph base to the end of the aleph base. They're all encompassing. And Kililan Bishmona, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed Klal Yisrael with eight letters, may vi'im b'chukosai timasu ad ve'es chukosai goalan nafsham. It's from the letter Vav until the letter Mem. And again, the Marshal says the idea is that even though the klalos that are written in Parshas B'chukosai go on for pages, they're not as wide-ranging as they appear. Yes, they're very long in number, but they're much narrower. They're much narrower in scope and in application than the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on us. V'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu, but go compare this with what Moshe Rabbeinu did, is Bircham Mishmona, the Kilolam Besram Mishtayim. Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Klal Yisrael with 8 letters and cursed us with 22 letters. Berachah Mishmona, he blessed us with 8 letters, mi ve'hayayim shemoa ad li'avdam, so again, from Vav to Mem, the Kilam, that's from Mishtayim, and he cursed Bnei Yisrael with 22, may ve'hayayim lo sishma, from the letter Vav, ad ve'ein koneh, until the letter Hey. The letter Hey is before the letter Vav, yeah, but if you count from Vav until the end of the Aleph phase, and then from the beginning of the Aleph phase to the letter Hey, then you get the 22 letters. And the Mefarshim, I think it's the Ben Yoyada, explains that symbolically, that even though the Klolos and Parshas Kisavo are, again, they're all-encompassing because they encompass 22 letters, there's a little bit of randomness to them because they start from the letter Vav, and then they carry through to the end of the Aleph Beis, and then they go from the beginning again to the letter Hey. So you will not necessarily experience all of these Klolos in sequence, whereas the Brachos that are written in Parshas Bechukosai, they're from Aleph until Tav, to teach us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows Bracha on the Bnei Yisrael, not only is it all-encompassing, but it's also in the right order. In other words, will come in a beneficial manner. Good, so that was the little bit of Agadata because Rav Levi said it. Now back to Midos. 3 lines down from the bottom, Peitesa Medalev. So, Mokam Shinogu Loma Begasa, if the minig in this person's place is to measure with a large weight, then you have to measure with a large weight. If it's to measure in a small weight, you can measure with a small weight. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. How do you know that you can't level off in a place where the minig is to give heaping measurements, and you can't give heaping measurements where the minig is to level off? So Tam Alomar Eifa Shlema. It says Eifa Shlema that you have to give complete measurements. You have to do what's done in your place. What if the guy says like this? In my place, the minig is to give a heaping measurement. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give a level measurement, but I'll also cut the guy a break. I'm not going to charge the guy as much as usual because in acknowledgement of the fact that I am leveling off his measure, whereas most people give a heaping measurement. Or if he says, I want to heap in a place where people generally level and I'll charge the guy more, she'ain shomen lo, that we don't let the guy do this. Tamalomar, Eifa Shlema Vitzedek Yelcha. It says Eifa Shlema Vitzedek. And the Rashbam says that we learn this from the Lashon in the Pasuk of Shlema, that the Eifa has to be Shlema. In other words, it has to be complete in a manner that it's not going to be susceptible to Ramos, because if other people see the guy doing this, if other people see that usually the minig is to use a heaping measurement, and this guy's using a level measurement, good, so he knows that he's cutting the lokeach a little bit of a discount, or in the opposite, he knows that he's charging the guy a little bit more. Other people who are observing him aren't going to know that, they're going to come to give a level measurement as well, but they're not going to cut the lokeach a break, and that's going to lead to, Ramos, and the Rashbam also says that obviously we're talking when we say that you can't use a level measurement when the minig is to do a heaping measurement or vice versa, we're obviously talking about where their counterpart to the transaction is mochel, that even if the lokeach is mochel, you can't do that. Why? Says the Rashbam, if we're talking where the guy's not mochel, then you're mamish being gozel b'yadayim, so forget about the issue of using a crooked measurement, you're being gozel the guy. So it says the Gemara Vayter, three lines down in the wide lines. Says Tamalamar Efer Shleima Vetzedek Yelacha. Sorry, four lines down in the wide lines. Tana Rabbanim. Tana Rabbanim. Inayin Shem Ainim B'Makom Shemachriyin. How do you know that you're not allowed to use a level measurement in a place where you're usually machriya, where you usually weigh down the scale a little bit in favor of the lokeach? Vein machriyin B'Makom Shemainin, and you can't be machriya. You can't weigh down the scale in favor of the lokeach in a place where the minug is to be ma'ayin, to measure equally. Tamalomar even shlema. It says again, even shlema. You have to follow the minug here. Uminayin shenomar hareini ma'ayin b'makom shemachriyin. That if you say that I want to give an even measurement in a place where the minug is to be machriya, v'lifchos lo min adamim, and I will cut the lokeach a break. I'll give the guy a little bit of a discount. Hareini machriya b'makom shemachriyin. Or I want to be machriya in favor of the lokeach in a place where the minug is to give an even measurement. Ulohosef lo adamim. And to charge him a little bit more, she'ein shomin lo, that we don't listen to the guy. Tamalomar even shleima v'tzedek. Again, it uses the lashon of shleima to teach me that I have to follow the minig in this regard, and I am not able to deviate even if I want to adjust the price. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Misura, Amar Rav Yehuda Misura, lo yelecha bebeischa. There will not be any wat in your house, so the Rashbam fills in any money in your house. Matam, what's the reason? Mishum eifa ve'eifa. If you use crooked measurements, if sometimes when you're buying, you use a heavier measure so that you'll put your measure on the scale, you'll put your weight on the scale, and then the mocher will have to sell you more. But when you're selling to others, you're going to use a lighter weight, so you'll put the lighter weight on the scale, you'll have to sell less to your lokeach. So matam mishum eifa ve'eifa, because you've used imprecise measurements, and the Mefarshim point out that this is Mida Kenegan Mida. Why? Because he was a Ramoy, he was a dishonest in order to benefit, in order to be Marviach, in order to profit, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away profit from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away money from him. So it says, Lo Yeh Bekischa. The Gemara says, another drasha, there will not be any money in your wallet, my time. Why will there not be any money in your wallet? Mishum even ve'even. Because you're using two different types of weights and you're trying to trick people. And again, it's mida kenegan mida. Aval even shleima v'tzedek yelecha, eifa shleima v'tzedek yelecha. Rather, you should have an even shleima, you should have an eifa, you should have an eifa shleima. As the Rashbam says the Gemara Nida, mayase adam v'yis asher, what should a person do if he wants to become wealthy? Yisa v'yitein be'amuna. What he should do is he should transact business in an honest way. If you try to cheat people in business, it's not going to lead to wealth. It's going to lead to destitution. So says the Gemara Vayter, Tana Rabbanan, Lo Yielecha, it says, Lo Yielecha, Melamed Shemamidim Agardimim Lamidos, that we appoint superintendents on Midos to do spot checks to make sure that people are using accurate measures. Vimamidim Agardimim Lasharin, and we don't appoint superintendents on prices to make sure that people are charging fair prices. Says the Rashbam, why not? So he says there's no need to appoint a superintendent on prices. Why? Because if this guy in his store decides he's going to overcharge, so you know what's going to happen? It's a free market. There's competition, assuming there's no monopoly here. And so people are going to go to the other store. They'll go buy it cheaper. So if one of the local stores says something for $5 that other stores sell for $3, so you'll go to the store that sells for $3. You're not going to go grab, most people won't get ripped off and go spend $5 in the store. So there's no need to appoint a superintendent on prices. The Bein Asiyah came to Agardim and Bein Lamidos, Bein Lasharim. However, the Bein Asiyah saw that people were being dishonest in their business dealings, and therefore they appointed superintendents both on measures and both on prices. So Amalei Shmuel Lakarna, so Shmuel said to Karna, Puk Tanilahu, go tell them that Mamidim Agardim and Lamidos, Bein Mamidim Agardim and Lasharim. Go tell them the Brisa that we appoint superintendents only for measures but not for prices. So Nufak Darish Lahu, so Karna went out and learned the following. Ma'amidim agardimen bein lamidos bein lasharim, that we appoint superintendents both for measurements and for prices. So Amarle, so Shmuel said to Karna, Mashmech, what's your name? Karna. So he said, Karna. Tepakle Karna be'enei. A horn should grow in your eye. Nafakle Karna be'enei. And a horn grew in his eye. The Rashbam explains that it wasn't a horn. It was probably a fleshy growth like a pimple or a sty or something like that. So, but Karna basically just totally ignored what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, go teach them that superintendent should only be appointed for measures, not for prices. He went and taught them the opposite. So the EU, come on, suffer. So who did Karna hold like? What was he just deciding for kicks? He was going to go against what Shmuel said. What was his agenda here? So Kiyah Damar Rami Bar Chama, he held like Rami Bar Chama. Damar Rav Yitzchak, the Mamida Magardim and Bein Lamidas Bein Lisharim Mipnei Amar Haramoin, that we have to appoint superintendents both for measures and both for prices because of the Ramon, because of deceitful people. And so again, what did we say? We had said the reason that you don't appoint, or the one of the reasons that you wouldn't have to appoint a superintendent on prices is because the market self-corrects. If you have a guy who wants to charge more, people are going to go to where they charge less. Says the Rashbam, yes, that's only if other people have supply. However, if other people run out of supply and this guy realizes he's the only game in town, then he knows he has the buyers where he wants them, and he could charge whatever he wants. To make sure that doesn't happen, that's why we need superintendents. Or we need superintendents because a person could charge high prices and then say, no, the reason that I'm charging you a high price is because I'm giving you much more of a measure. I'm giving you a much fuller measure. So in order to guard against that level of dishonesty also, we have to appoint superintendents for prices as well. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tashma, Haya Mavakesh Mimenu Litra. Let's say if a person wants a litra of meat, a certain measurement of meat, shokalo litra. You have to measure a litra of meat in a scale opposite a litra size weight, and thus you will measure an accurate amount of meat to sell. Chatzi litra, if the guy wants to buy a chatzi litra, shokalo chatzi litra, so you measure it opposite a chatzi litra. Revia litra, shokalo revia litra. If the guy wants to buy a quarter litra of meat, you measure it opposite a weight that weighs a quarter measure. So my kamashma, says the Gemara, what are you telling me? That if a guy wants to buy a certain amount of meat, you have to measure it against that weight? Avada, of course, it's pashut. So says the Gemara, that you don't make measurements of less than a revia litra, that the measurements range, the weights range from the size, from the weight of a quarter litra up until the weight of a litra, but they don't go smaller than that. So Tana Rabban, it says the Gemara Vayter, Haya Mavakesh Mimeno Shlosha Rive Litra. Ah, now let's say a guy wants 3/4 of a litra. We said that there are weights for a litra, a chatzi litra, and a quarter litra. How about 3/4 of a litra? So the guy wants a strange measurement of meat. So what do we do then? So lo yomar lo shokoli shlosha rive litra achas achas. So the lokeach can't say, oh, what you have to do is you have to measure for me, you have to weigh for me 3/4 litros to get to 3/4 of a litra. Ella shoka litra miniach riva litra mabasar. What you do is you do one weight, you do one measuring, one weighing, and what you do is you put a litra weight on one side of the scale, and on the other side of the scale you put a quarter litra weight and 3/4 of meat, 3/4 of a litra of meat, and that will balance out. Why do we do it that way? So we do it that way because, again, what did we said? We have been saying yesterday and into today's daf that the mocher always has to be machriya the scale in favor of the lokeach. So you always have to give a little bit extra to the lokeach. So if we're going to force the mocher to weigh 3 different times a quarter litra, each time he's going to have to be machriya in favor of the lokeach, it's going to cause a hefsa to the mocher. That's why we should try to structure it so that we're weighing everything only once. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara Vayter. Hayim avakish mimenu 10 litrin. If a person wants 10 litrin, lo yomar lo shokoli achas achas bichria. Don't say, oh, weigh for me 1 litra by 1 litra and be machria each time. Ela shokolo kulan babas achas v'nosan achra achas lekulan. What you should do is you should pile up 10 litra weights on the scale. Put whatever you're buying on the other side of the scale. That way you only have to be machriya once. And again, it's the same principle that we don't want to put the mocher in a position where he has to be machriya in favor of the lokeach time after time, because that's simply not fair to the mocher. So now the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about the configuration of the scales in the times of the Gemara. So in the times of the Gemara, basically there was like the typical scales of justice, like we would envision. There is the scale either hangs from the ceiling, or there's a stand and it stands up from the floor. And there's a vertical bar that either goes up from the floor or hangs from the ceiling. There's then the part at which the vertical bar meets the horizontal bar. That's called the fulcrum. That's the place where the scale tilts in either way. Then there's a horizontal bar, and then hanging out from the horizontal bar, there are either ropes or strings or chains that then suspend cups in which you would put a platform in which you would put whatever you're weighing. So how large does the scale have to be? So says the Gemara like this, Tana Rabbanan, Nefesh Maznayim, the fulcrum, that area where the crossbar meets the vertical bar, where the vertical bar of the scale, Tluya Bavir Gimel Tvachim, it has to be at least 3 tvachim away from the ceiling. V'gvorim in Arish Losha Tvachim, or if you're dealing with a scale that's standing from the ground, it has to be at least 3 tvachim off of the ground. Why? Says the Rashbam, you need that fulcrum a certain measurement, a certain distance away from the ceiling or the floor, because the way the scale works is when something heavy is put down, it tilts. And you have to make sure that it's not going to tilt so much that it will hit the ceiling, because then it's going to rebound back and you're going to get an inaccurate measurement. So the nefesh has to be at least 3 tvachim away from either the ceiling or the ground. The kano masna, the beams and the strings, shela shnei masar tvachim, have to be at least 12 tvachim long. The Rashbam explains that it's 4 tvachim for the horizontal beam and 4 tvachim for each of the strings. So 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 12. Vishel Tzamarim, however, the scale of wool merchants, Vishel Zagogin, and of glassware merchants, Tluya Bavir Shnei Tvachim, they measure things that are lighter than ordinary, and therefore the fulcrum doesn't have to be as far from the ceiling or the floor in order to allow full range of motion, full range of travel on the scale. Therefore, it has to be Tluya Bavir Shnei Tvachim, Vigvom and Aret Shnei Tvachim, Vikana Masna Shalat Test Tvachim. It's a smaller scale generally. Vishel Chenvini, Vishel Balabayas, and the scale of a chenveni and the scale of a balabayas, tluya bavir tefach, it's even smaller. Only has to be a tefach away from the ceiling, v'gavo minaretz tefach, or a tefach away from the floor. The kana masna shalash shisha tefachim, and the kana masna, the beam, the cross beam, and the strings have to be only 6 tefachim, 2 tefachim for the cross beam, and 2 tefachim for each of the strings. So says the Gemara Vayter, v'shel turtani, and the scale of turtani of a smith who measures precious metals, tluya bavir, now he sells things in very small measurements. Therefore, tluya bavir shalosh espos, it only has to be 3 fingers, 3 finger widths away from the ceiling or away from the floor, v'gvoa minare shalosh espos, or 3 finger widths away from the floor, v'kona masa shla eniyadea, and I don't know how large or how long the crossbeam and the strings have to be. There is no shear in the Gemara. Says the Rambam, because there is no shear in the Gemara, you are allowed to make the scale as large or as small as you want, so long as you have that minimum level of distance between the floor and the ceiling. Velahak kamaisa demai. So we went through a number of things. This was an interesting brisa, because we started off by saying a general blanket requirement. Nefesh maznayim tluya bavir gimel tvachim. The fulcrum of the scale has to be at least 3 tvachim. And then we said, well, the scale of a wool merchant, and the scale of a glass merchant, and the scale of a balabayas, and the scale of a chenveni, and the scale of a smith who measures precious metals. So that first part of the brisa, where we just said a general statement that the fulcrum of the scale has to be 3 tvachim from the ceiling or from the floor, who's that talking about? So Amar Rapapa, the grume, it's talking about iron smelters. The Rashbam says those iron smelters weigh very, very heavy items, and therefore by those iron smelters, that's where it's important to have the scale 3 tvachim from the ceiling or 3 tvachim from the floor, because they measure very, very heavy things, and we have to make sure that the scale can travel an appropriate amount. So Amar Abmani Bar Patish, Kederach Shamru Leinian Isurin, Kach Amru Leinian Tumasan. Just like we said, Leinian Isur, Leinian Lagabe, the Inyan of having appropriate and honest measurements, like it's usur to keep a scale that does not meet with these criteria or dimensions, because if it does not meet with these dimensions, it's not going to give an accurate measurement, and we're chayiv to give accurate measurements. The same way that it has to be a certain size for the Isur, it has to be a certain size in order to be mekabel tuma, because something is mekabel tuma only when it's a kli. This scale is considered to be only a viable kli only if it meets the minimum size criteria. So my kamash malan, says the Gemara, what's the chiddush? So, you know, we already have this in a braisa. Chut maznayim shel chenveni, the chut of the maznayim, the string of the scale of a chenveni shel balabai is tefach. It has to be a tefach. Kano masne shela, because kano masne lo etshrichale, because we need it for the kano masne shela. Delotnan, because there was no measurement given in that braisa, which talks about inyan tuma, there was no measurement in that braisa given for the other components of the scale. So Kamash Malan comes along this braisa and it teaches me the measurements, the required minimum measurements of each portion of the scale in order for it to qualify as a kli inyan tuma, and in order for me not to violate an iser if I weigh things using such a scale. So says the Gemara Vayter now, more halachas about a scale. So Tanur Rabbanan, ein osin mishkalos, lo, or about measurements. Tanur Rabbanan, ein osin mishkalos, lo shel batz, velo shel aver. You cannot make a mishkal, you cannot make a weight of either tin or of lead, velo shel gistaros, nor can you make them of alloy of any type of metal. Velo shel shar mine matachos, nor of any type of metal. Aval osu shel tsunma, you can make it either out of stone, vishel zechuches, or out of glass. So why can't you make the weights out of these types of things? And the Rashbam explains, Mibnesha pochsin vaholchen, because what does metal do? After time, metal corrodes. And if you have a weight that's supposed to be a 10-pound weight or a 5-pound weight or a 1-pound weight, but it's made out of metal and it corrodes, turns out that ultimately it's going to be less than a pound. And if a buyer comes into your store and wants to buy something worth a pound and you're using this weight, which is nominally a 1-pound weight, but really it's less than that now, you're going to come to cheat the buyer. Obviously not a good thing. So the Rashbam says it's because they lose a little bit of their weight over time. So says Tosfos. Tosfos has a different interpretation in the beginning of Tosfos. Dir Baramaskel Velo. So Amar Rabbeinu Tam Dafka Mishkolo Sheshoklin Basar Veshuman Shelach Luchis Medabek Behem Umis Yavesh Velo Mishum Shchika. So he says, not like the Rashbam explains that we're afraid that that there's going to be a little bit of an erosion, that there's going to be a little bit of a the weight that's going to be lost. Rather, we're talking about the reason that you can't use metal is because metal absorbs things, and if you are typically weighing things that have residue, like a fatty meat or something like that, the weight's going to keep the residue, it's going to attract the residue, and it's going to turn out that the weight is not going to be accurate. That's why, says Tosfos, it's not because those weights, though, lose some of their weight over time. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara Vayter, about eight lines down from the top. Ein osen amechek shel delas. Let's say if you have a level, if you want to level off your measurement, if you're selling spices and you want to level off a measurement, don't make the level out of gourd. Why? Mimneshu kal, because it's very light and it's not going to heap off enough. It's not going to level off enough because it's not going to sink down deep into the item that you're leveling, and it's not going to do a good job. Velo shel mateches, nor should it be of mateches, of metal. Why? Mimneshu machbid, because it's going to go too deep down into whatever you're leveling off, and you're going to level off too much. Rabbeinu Gershom says that the lokeach is going to be mafsid in that case. Aval oseu shel zayis v'shel egos v'shel shel shikma v'shel eshbroa. You have to make it out of boxwood or olive wood or cedar wood or almond. We have to make it out of one of these types of woods. Therefore, it's not too light, it's not too heavy, it's just right. It's going to level off the right amount. Great. Tanu Rabbanan, ein osin es hamechek tzido echas av v'tzido echas katzer. You can't make the mechek one side narrow and one side wide, and the Rashbam explains over here, Mimnesha Kotzer Nichnas Betocha Tvua Mochek Yafe, because the narrow side is going to go down into the Tvua and it's going to level off appropriately. Va'avein Nichnas Kolkach. However, the thick side doesn't go in that much. Ve'ena Mochek Yafe. Vim Tzido Echad Av, Tzido Echad Kotzer. Kishu Kone, when he buys Yimchok Ba'av, he's going to level off with the thick side because the thick side doesn't do a good enough job. Therefore, he's going to get more than he bargained for. And when he sells, says the Rashbam, he's going to level off with the narrow side. side, because the narrow side levels off more. So it turns out he's going to benefit when he buys, he's going to benefit when he sells. That's dishonest. That's a bad thing. Well, yimchok b'vas achas, you also shouldn't be mochik, you shouldn't level off in one fell swoop. Sha mochik b'vas achas rala mocher v'yafel lokeach, because you're definitely not going to level off enough when you are mochik b'vas achas. Well, yimchok mat mat, also you shouldn't be mochik mat mat. Why? Don't do it little by little in a very surgical and precise way. Sha rala lokeach v'yafel mocher, because that's too bad for the lokeach and it's too good for the mocher. Al kulan amar rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said legabe all these halachas, oiliyim omer, oiliyim lo omer. So I'm darned if I do, I'm darned if I don't. What should I do here? So im omer, if I actually say these halachos, shem yol meduar amon. Maybe the tricksters are going to learn how to behave dishonestly in business. Vim lo omer, but if I don't say these halachos, shem yom ruar amon, ain't talmidei chachamim bekiyim b'maisi yadenu. If I don't say these halachos, maybe the ramon, maybe the dishonest people are going to say, oh, the chachamim are obviously blind to what we're doing. So we could continue to fleece people. So Ibailu, Amra Olo Amra. So what happened at the end of the day? Did he say it or not? Did he say the halachas or not? So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Amra. He said the halachas Umaykra and Umaykra Amra. And what pasuk did he use as a siyua, as a raya to him that he should teach people these halachas? Because it says Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem V'Tzadikim Yalchubam Uposhim Yikashlubam. Honest people are going to listen to these halachas. They're going to do the right thing. Dishonest people are going to listen to these halachas. They're going to attempt to do the wrong thing. That's what happens in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, the righteous people abide by it, the Rishonim twist it into their own way, to their own benefit. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tana Rabbanan, Lo Sasu Ovel Bamishpat, Bamida Bamishkol Bamishura. So what does that mean? Mida Zu Midas Karka. That's Midas Karka, measuring land. Shlo Yimdod Le'echad Bimos HaChama, Le'echad Bimos HaGeshamim. That you shouldn't measure for one person in the Yimos HaChama and one person in the Yimos HaGeshamim. Now what they would do in the days of the Gemara is they would measure land. If they were measuring, let's say, a lot, they would take a string, they would take a rope, and they would measure. And the Yimos HaChama, the rope is tauter, it's much tighter, and therefore it's going to measure less than in the Yimos HaGeshamim, where the rope has some slack. The Rashbam has an alternate pshat that it depends on the karka, because the karka is more solid in the summer than it is, and it has more give in the winter, and therefore you should just measure everything evenly. You have to make sure that all of your measurements are consistent. The mishkal shelo yatmin mishkalosa b'melach, that you shouldn't dip your mishkalos in salt. So again, Tosfos here says there are two reasons why not. Perish a country's meshu machbe. The Rashbam explains that dipping them in salt is actually going to cause them to be heavier. So when you go buy something, you're going to give somebody a pound weight to measure against, but really it's going to be more than a pound because you dipped it in salt. Tosfos said, no, it's the other way. If you dip it in salt, it actually becomes lighter. And the reason that you're not allowed to do it is because when somebody comes to buy something from you, you're going to measure merchandise opposite this weight, but it's actually going to weigh less than the lokeach thinks it weighs. The mishur rush leyartiach, that you shouldn't make frothy beverages, because if you sell a beverage and you pour it from up high, then it's going to have froth, and the froth obviously dissipates after a while. Again, you have to make sure that you're selling somebody what they think they're buying. The Kal V'chomer, Uma Meshurashi Echos Meshloshim Vishisha Belug. Madacha Meshura is 1/36 of a log. Hikpido Lav Torah. The Torah says that you shouldn't pour in a way that's going to create the froth, lest you come to cheat the Lokeach. Kal V'chomer Lehin V'chatsiin V'shlichasin V'rviyasin V'lug V'chatsilug V'rviyas Halug V'chatsi Tuman, and a half of an eighth or a sixteenth. V'uchla, and even 1/20 of a log. That you have to be honest with all of this, with all of this stuff. Because the Torah is makbid on everything. Amarav Yudamarav, Asr L'Adam Shiyish Amida Chaseira Yisir B'toch Beiso, that you're not allowed to keep. Let's say if you have a measurement, a weight that's imprecise, that and therefore it would be dishonest to use it in business, you're not allowed to keep it in your house. Vafilu Ovich Almeimim Raglayim, even if you're going to make it a urinal, something disgusting, you're not allowed to keep it in your house, lest you come and clean off the urinal and then try to use it in business, and you're going to be dishonest with it. Amra Papa Lo Amran Ela Ba'asr D'Lachsimi, that's only where the weights don't have an official seal. Aval ba'asr dechzimi ilo chazi chasima lo shokel. But in a place where every official measurement has an official seal of the government, people are going to see if this weight doesn't have an official seal. Obviously, it's a bad weight. They're not going to come use it in Even when you don't have these official seals, the only time that halacha applies is when there are not spot checkers who come and check the weights. But if there are spot checkers, like if there's a mashgiach who comes for the weights, then there's no problem, because a person is not going to want to be caught doing something dishonest. But says the Gemara, that's not the case. Could be that a person will come in Benash Moshos right before Shabbos, and either the spot checker we know will not come in Benash Moshos, or the guy's going to be Sotor, the Lokech is going to be Sotor, he's going to take the item nevertheless, and it will be possible for the Mocher to cheat him, and therefore he should not keep this weight around, even if there are spot checkers, unless there's an official seal, because with the official seal, it's going to be impossible to cheat him.